What's your quarantine hobby that you have taken way too far? 1-800-330-9999. When you have a lot of time on your hands, you start getting obsessed with things. Yesterday, I just kept cutting my hair and kept cutting my hair. Now I want to cut everyone's hair.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Mm-hmm. And you've never cut hair before in your life.
No, but now I'm a professional.
Sure, you took the bangs off. As soon as that happened, you were like, yep, I can do this.
We asked on our Facebook page, what's your quarantine hobby that you've taken too far? Mikey wrote sim racing. What's sim racing?
It's like, it's digital racing. As a matter of fact, NASCAR has been doing that every week. They're running virtual races. Have you seen this? It looks like real racing. Except the only way I could figure it out that I was watching a fake race until they cut away to a driver that's sitting in his living room with like in a $3,000 apparatus was because nobody in the crowd moves. Like the people are there, but nobody moves.
Oh, interesting.
That's how I figured it out.
Kelly wrote making squirrel tables. At first, I thought she was kidding.
No, that's a thing. It's a real thing.
She posted real pictures of the tables that she made with the squirrels sitting at them.
Yeah.
And I'm not talented enough to make them, but I want to buy it.
But you got to have hands that don't shake because these are tiny tables.
Very small hands. You need to have elf hands.
It's you know what I also enjoy is I enjoy the burritos for hamsters. If you've never seen that series, just go to YouTube. You can get caught in a vortex there easily.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your quarantine hobby that you've taken too far?
Snake breeding.
No.
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 No. No. We talked about this last year. There's money involved in snake breeding. We're aware of this, but come on, snake breeder.
And where do you store them?
I'm actually very close to you, Anna. I'm your next door neighbor.
Oh, gosh.
That's not really that funny.
it's kind of funny.
What kind of snakes?
Ball pythons.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, as far as on the scale of killer snakes that will murder you in your sleep, and I think that ball python's pretty low. Alice Cooper had one for years, and he seems very close with them.
How many have you bred?
I currently have 24.
What does that involve? Music? The lights dimmed down?
What do you think he is? Like
Showtime
a
After
snake
Hours
charmer?
Movies?
What are you doing?
Because that's the only network that's still got him.
It involves good music, dim lights, I guess, and warm heat.
Right. And J-Lo and Anaconda. Highly underrated. Yeah.
What are you going to do with all these snakes?
It's an investment in the future.
So I mean, sell them.
Right. Or use them as the family that rules the world after this thing is all over.
Weaponry.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Weaponized.
Yeah, right.
And Raven, what's that hobby you've taken too far during quarantine?
Well, it's actually not me. It's my wife. When this all started, she started snapping photos with her iPhone.
Oh, that's nice.
And now she considers herself quite the photographer now. It's not even a new iPhone. It's an iPhone 8. She's all the time taking artsy pictures of, like, garbage and the flowers and the sky and a brick, you know. And now she's talking about maybe building her own website so that she can sell her photos.
You know, just for me, what I'm hearing is, hater! That's what I'm hearing.
No. I see a lot of this.
Her iPhone 8 hater. Come on, are they good photos? Just cut right to it. Are they any good?
I like when people just put filters on or make it black and white. And
are
all
they any good? Is this brick a good-looking brick?
It was a good-looking brick, to be fair.
Right.
Then anything could happen.
A lot of people do this. I wonder what real photographers think about all the amateurs.
Oh, no, they're so sick of
this.
They
must be so annoyed.
They're so nonsense of this.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the hobby or habit you took too far?
I'm actually really proud of myself for this one. I take Q-tips and I clean all the baseboards in my house.
Oh, man.
Often?
Wow.
How often do you do that?
I think it's every day. I mean, we have so much time now. I think it's an everyday thing. I kind of got used to waking up, drinking my tea, and then I get to work.
Because it only takes 6 days to finish the long one in the living room.
What hobby have you taken way too far in quarantine? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, let us know there. What's your quarantine hobby that you've taken too far? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. There's this guy. He's 33 years old, and he tattoos himself every single day.
Every single day.
Every day he adds a tattoo to his body. If you look at him, he's just covered in tattoos, and that's what he does during quarantine. He wakes up, he draws something new, he tattoos it on himself.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure how good of a tattoo artist he was before this. I mean, certainly he's got to be getting better at this point. I mean, he's getting a lot of practice, but every single day, he was asked whether or not he thinks he's going to regret this.
I mean, potentially, but I've always kind of had not necessarily an end goal, but I've always kind of wanted to fill space. I think once you start building tattoos on your body, you just see the negative space rather than the filled in space, in a sense. And so, I don't know, I enjoy filling the space. So my wife is pregnant. We've got a little boy on the way.
Oh, that's
nice.
So
I'm definitely saving some space to write my son's name on me somewhere. But other than that, I don't see what's more important than just tattooing myself every day, you know?
Right. Okay.
I don't know why that music's there. Those English people just do weird things where there's like a punk beat, a quick step behind them, and then somebody whistling all the time, I guess.
Do you think that when they play that music, that's how he tattoos himself, like to the beat of the music?
I mean, if he does, then how are you making a straight line?
I don't know.
That's just not going to work.
When you look at your skin, do you ever think to yourself, gosh, there's just too much free space?
It's empty space, and I got to fill it up.
I got to fill up the space on my face. I'm just not sure what. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll put a tattoo of myself every single day.
A lot of it is coronavirus related too. Then there's other people that are trying to go ahead and further their talents. Enter my cousin Tina here, who's picked up the ukulele over the last week or so,
and then she posts video on social media.
I told you that was my favorite song. As soon as she pulled out the ukulele, and then she learned it within like 24 hours.
She performed it for you.
Yeah.
It's a hobby that she's taken too far.
Thank you, cousin Tina.
Yeah.
We share the same birthday. She's very talented. Thank you, Tina.
But I think in general, overall boredom has taken over. I mean, you saw yesterday I cut my bangs on the air. And it became like an addiction.
I got home and Alicia asked me, she's like, did she really do that? I was like, oh, yeah. And then she was tempted to do the rest.
Oh, I'm going to do more later. I was just too busy yesterday with Cinco de Mayo. it became like an addiction. And then I came home and I said to my husband and my daughter, I go, guys, for Mother's Day, all mommy wants to do is cut your hair.
Right, the entire household.
All day, I just want to cut people's hair.
I would look over at Anna throughout the show yesterday, and this was after you had cut your bangs, and you would just be looking at a piece of your hair, and then all of a sudden the scissors would be in your hand again.
I can't.
But you were doing it quietly because, you knew if somebody saw it, you weren't supposed to. It was a bad thing.
You get obsessed with these hobbies, especially when you're in quarantine. 1-800-330-9999. What is that hobby that you've taken just a little bit too far?